Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do. Something that'll get you in the mood for tonight's show. I'm excited because we're coming before you on the relationship end. This is the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. You can check us out by going to Blog Talk Radio. You can go to Google, type in WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and it'll populate where you need to be and be a part of it. We want you to be a part of the show by truly calling in. First of all, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now repeat that, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And we talk about an awesome topic. It's a focus on relationship. See, Dr. Lowe Show is the real relationship talk show. And tonight, we're going to focus on, are you fit? Ask yourself that. We typed it in the heading on several of our captions. Are you fit? Relationships, are you fit? And I want you to think about it. You also can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You also can go to Instagram and be a part of this. All you have to do is we have 2 devices working here, and the first device is President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Then on Facebook, we got facebook.com/DRL Smith. And on commas, we have at Dr. Lowe Smith Blog Talk. So you got several ways of connecting with us. We're really excited. Also, you can tweet the opportunity to tweet us as well. You can tweet us at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Our on-demand episode, and we have several of them. We have over 648 now. You can check us out on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. All of those, you have an opportunity to go back and look at some of our episodes. But basically, if you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can populate it and say, we're the voice of the Smith Way Radio, and it will populate all of those episodes going back to September 27, 2017. So we're really excited because on the 27th of this month, in a couple of weeks, we'll be having our 6-year anniversary. And we're just enthused about having a chance to come before you. We have several giveaways that we're going to have, and we're going to make sure we have it available. Please get your name to me along with a means of transaction. I'll share it at the end of this introduction, then we'll move forward with our show. Now, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. I want you to know that. Has watchers and listeners in 40 countries. And we're excited because recently we added a country in South America, Brazil. That gives us on each one of the continents. And we're excited, truly. Just going up. I'm excited because I keep saying it over and over again. Because to get to 40 countries, it took hard work in 6 years. and it's a blessing. We couldn't do it without each and every one of you. So thank you all. Truly, I'm humbled to be in your presence. Thank you so much. Also, we want to share with you our WDSW giveaway, our radio giveaway. We have several things we're giving away. We provide a hotel stay, varies from 5 nights down to 3 nights, and coming up on the 27 round that time frame, whatever show that falls on the category, we'll be working on giving away a trip to Paris, France, along with Dubai. And we're excited about that, as well as the many other places that we do on the continent of the United States, Atlanta, all the way over to Hawaii, from Hawaii, coming over to New Orleans, Las Vegas, New Orleans, Orlando, Nashville, the Grand Canyon National Park. Then we're down in Mexico at Cancun. We're providing you a great opportunity to stay. So we need you to be able to register for it. We need your name, first of all. You can type in your name right here. If you're on one of the media sites, social media sites, type in your name. Then we ask for a means of transaction. We have four means that we work with. We have PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, and Zelle. And Zelle, I'm sorry, at Lorenzo. Just send those names along with one of those means of transaction to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We also have in our giveaway, we give away gift cards along with cash vouchers, along with food vouchers. We also have an opportunity to go to several of the convenience stores in South Central Alabama, and also in Georgia and Florida. And we have individuals that will be out there handing out an opportunity to pay for gas, for your tank of gas for you. That's what it's all about. We are also giving to various organizations whenever they're calling and saying they need some help on some things, we're willing to give. Truly, this is a blessing. So as we get into our topic tonight, just think about the blessing that you have an opportunity to be here. Let me give a shout out to husband, father, singer. Thank you, my brother, so much out of the great state of Texas. Zeta underscore Amiket underscore Iota Epsilon. Also, and it's IE, let's make sure. Then husband, father, singer said, Oh, the swag is active. Yes, sir, frat on the Franklin Beverly side of the game. Yes, I am. We have the Maryland's Zeta Perlette join us. Thank you so much. Along with the Brad Mann, along with John Ladden 69. Those are the ones that join us right now. So let's kind of get our show started now. We're going to talk about relationships. This is a relationship talk show. And this is 401. We're at that level, and we want to take it to that level because this is the real relationship talk show with no filter, the Dr. Lowe Show. And we want to talk about relationship skills. The title of our show is Relationships, Are You Fit? Whether it's for short term, long-term, or long-lasting commitment, which is marriage. Are you fit? Ask yourself that, because we need you to try to respond. We want you to be interactive. Type in your comment. Are you fit? Just put yes or no. And we'll talk about the other part of that. So you have to have the skills to be fit for a relationship or a marriage. And a lot of times people don't realize they truly lack the skills to be able to function in a relationship or in a marriage. When we talk about a relationship, we're just not focusing on romantic relationship, as we say with marriage. We're also talking about a friendship. We're talking about a relationship with a family, relationship on the job, relationship in the church, relationship just out in the community. You have to have skills to be able to function in a manner that allows you to be successful. See, one of the most important relationship skills that allows you to function, or in essence, the ability to be able to be an important part of a relationship is listening actively. See, one of the biggest things with people, we don't listen well. See, then we hear part of it. I listened to a content recently, and the individual, the host was talking to the people wanted to quote him and what he said. It wasn't him. And he simply said, I'm not responsible for what you hear. And I'm not responsible for how you articulate what you heard. But you have to have active listening skills in play. Being able to listen well enough that puts you in a second the thought process that also push forth for your articulation on a response to what you heard. The next thing is communicating effectively. See, communication is important in all of phases of our life, whatever relationship we're involved with. We need to be able to communicate effectively. Effectively refers, and you take it away from just communication, you got to do it to a point where something is gained from it. So communicating effectively requires you to be listening actively, then taking what you heard and going through the thought process to think about how I will respond. And then once we come to a agreement in our minds, in our hearts, then we respond in a manner that allows us to talk and articulate. The next one is self-advocating. See, you got to speak up for yourself. See, in a relationship, you know if you have this skill, you can be fit for a relationship. You have to be selfless, not selfish. Now, when you're advocating for yourself, you ought to be able to articulate what you need to. You ought to put it in action so everybody can see what you're all about, particularly the person that you're in this relationship or attempting to be in a relationship and marriage. See, one of the things I always tell individuals that when you go into a relationship, consider being an advocate for yourself. Don't go in with the idea that I'm just going to go ahead and have a situation set. If you do, understand there are repercussions for everything. I always say if you self-advocate for yourself, you'll be able to let people know what your intentions are. Some people say, you know, it ain't always your intention. You know, I have to be intending on doing something before I do it. I have to think about it. And then I present it to see how people will respond to it. Actions speak louder than words. And too many times we get caught up in not accepting our actions. Whatever we're doing in a relationship is somehow a productive relationship. It's a skill to that. If you do just those few things I've mentioned, listening actively and taking what you heard and thinking about it, it's a three-step process. And then articulating in a manner so we both can communicate effectively. See, that's what we have to do. That's what communicating effectively is all about. Whatever you hear, don't just fly off the handle to quit. You need to think about it. Put in the 8-second rule that allow you to articulate and makes your relationship healthy and it makes it productive. Another thing you have to consider as a skill, making and maintaining trust. So you got to make and maintain trust and respectful friendship. See, when you're making and maintaining trust, you have a opportunity to be successful. When we talk about respectful friendship, find that when you're maintaining trust, respecting that person that you want to be friendly with, it allows you the ability to fit in a relationship or marriage. The next thing is demonstrating gratitude. See, that word gratitude is so important. Be thankful for for people that's around you that is treating you fairly. I was having a conversation today about what we're encountering, because I'm at a university and I have several students out in the clinical field. And one of them was just saying that I can function. I enjoy doing what I'm doing with these 12 and 13 year olds because you know what? I just want fair. I just want to be firm. And I want to be consistent. So those three things struck a nerve. When I get to say demonstrating gratitude, be fair and always be consistent. Show people you're thankful for what they're giving and doing for you. Two things I always say that we must control is our time and our energy. If you give your time to help someone, a time or you receive somebody gave you a time and a service to help you, be gratified, be thankful, and let them know in the best words you can. So that's why it's important that you communicate effectively. Also, the skills that you relationship skills that you really need is first cooperation. See, one of the things people take for granted is being able to cooperate with one another. Resisting inappropriate social pressure. Don't let the individual or society call society manipulates things and put things out there through social media that it manipulates how you do things, lead you to do inappropriate things, dressing inappropriate, put it to the point of putting yourself exposed when you shouldn't be. I know what society said, let's go with the fad, but the thing about it, the fad puts you in an uncomfortable position. Don't do it. Negotiate conflict constructively. One of the most dangerous things in a relationship is not being able to deal with conflict. We call it conflict resolution. Take time to be constructive about how you deal with conflict. Be able to negotiate conflict. Don't just let it hang out there. And the next thing is that we should seek and offer help when it's needed. See, that's a skill that you must have. That's an act of service. Some people call an act of kindness. That's what you have to do. I'm giving back. I'm helping. And in return, I'm going to be gratified for being able to do it. I'm going to be thankful that God blessed me to be able to do it. These are some relationship skills that's so important. Another set of relationship skills that are really important is being able to get along. You have to be able to understand and cultivate life. See, relationship skills are critical to success in life and work. To those two places you go, you spend a lot of time at your job. You spend a lot of time in your home. You have to be able to have the relationship skill of being a listener, being a communicator, being an advocate, working on mutual efforts, being able to be productive, being able to be trustworthy, being able to be respectful, being able to demonstrate gratitude. These are some things that you must be able to work on if you want a successful relationship. The next thing that's so important is that we must work on our well-being. See, relationship skills includes understanding and cultivating life well-being, such as physical. Your physical well-being is important. Making sure you're not feeling well, you go to the doctor. Making sure you work on keeping your weight under control. Making sure if you any training, fitness program, you be consistent. Your physical well-being is really important, and it helps in your relationship skills. Your mental well-being. See, we have to make sure we keep our mind as sharp as possible. I said the biggest muscle in your body is your brain. And you got to keep your brain always working and keeping yourself on top. Work on being the most intelligent person that you can be. Emotional well-being. So important that we work on our emotional intelligence or emotional cue, they call it. Being able to handle situations. Not allowing your feelings to put you in a position where you can't get out of. Just remember your emotions is something you must work on cultivating and maintaining every day. Your spiritual well-being. So important that we come to our Lord and we speak with him. Ask him for guidance. Work on your spiritual. It's important that not just to attend the church. Don't just go in the building. Have a purpose when you go in the building. And when you come out the building, don't leave the building with you. Let it be a part of your everyday life. Next thing is finance. We have to manage our finance. We had a show working with boys, making them financial literate. And it's important that we do the same thing with adults. If you want to be in a relationship, you have to be financial literate, not illiterate. Because if you're illiterate, that relationship is not going to work. Many relations and divorces come about in relationships and marriage due to financial mismanagement. It's so important that we keep in mind. So those are some skills that we need to fit that makes us fit for relationship and marriage. We want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors who's doing an awesome job. That's TriStad LLC. It's a consulting firm that meets your needs. What they do is they provide you the support and the help dealing with grants that you've been awarded. Allow you to administrate that grant and then put your report together so you can truly, truly be successful, and you can show those grantors that you was on top of it. So it's important. You can call Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438. 334-320-5438. Mr. William Scott at TriStad LLC. Let me give a shout out to another one I sponsor, is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Give a shout out to Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Go to Facebook and type in Jennifer Jackson or Charlie Angel. Along with, you can give them a call at 251-369-1344. Give Jennifer Jackson a call and see see how you can negotiate and work with her and make an order. And just tell her you heard it on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let me give a shout out to Tracy Yvette. Thank you so much, Tracy, for joining us. We have Zeta Phi Beta underscore PMZ. That may be Pi Mu Zeta. So we want to give them a shout out, a Phi Mu Zeta, either one of those. Also give a shout out to Low, see exactly, because it's a Low Optus Iron D. Thank you so much. RMBW. We have R.I. Louis. Thank you so much. Dushvin Melody. Thank you so much. We have Jolly Heron Student Eagle. Thank you so much. We have to work through and try to see it. It's mighty small here, but we're going to work our way through. We also have, it looks like, NN998. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, I'm so glad to have you as a part. Next topic we want to focus on is why relationship skills, the ones we just talked about, are important for successful marriages and long-lasting committed relationships. Now, you notice I didn't talk about just relationship that could be short-term or it could be a situationship, could be casual. We're talking about a marriage, a successful marriage, and a long-lasting committed relationship, which is, in essence, you're fighting to be in a marriage, being committed. And then one of the key things that's so important, why those relationship skills that we talk about, how important they are to successful marriages and long-lasting committed relationships, one key thing is communication. See, communication is important. We was talking about effective communication, but we have to always keep in mind there's a process when you're talking about communication, especially effective. One of the key things is going back to being a good active listener, then being one to be able to think about it, put some thought in what you heard, and then finally be able to respond in a manner or articulate in a manner that people can truly understand. What are you talking about? See, communication is one of the most important skills in any relationship. I just said that. It's so important. See, being able to clearly and consistently state how you feel will mean the world to your relationship. Being able to clearly and consistently state how your feeling will mean the world to your relationship. It also helps you to be able to develop communicating through this process effectively. That's the key word. And you have to ask yourself, when I say, am I fit for marriage or relationship, why are you fit to be in a marriage or be in a relationship? Ask yourself that. Are you fit? Or are you just going through the motion? So you have to know when you're ready for marriage. And you know you're ready for marriage when you can trust your partner to become your second nature. Repeat that. You know that you're ready for marriage when you trust your partner to become second nature. See, the trust you have for them becomes second nature. You don't have to go look for it. It's there. See, some people, you know, they say you got to earn my trust. They're like, you got to earn my respect. People say that. But when you have people that are trustworthy, their action will speak louder than their words. See, when you allow yourself to be in a relationship and your partner becomes your second nature, so you don't have to worry about the thing called wedding bells. Because if that person is intentionally dating you to be married, they're going to err on the side of that work being put in. See, a successful marriage is never one-sided. Just remember that. A successful marriage is never one-sided. It is actually when both parties are willing to put in the work. See, marriage is all about work. Marriage is all about duty. Marriage is all about responsibility. You want to love someone, you got to know what love is and what love does. You want to be in love with a person, you need to know why you're being in love. What are some of the reasons? Is it based on the work you have put in? Based on the effort you have put in? See, when both of you feeling comfortable, ready to put in the work, that's a good sign you're ready for marriage. So the topic was discuss why you are fit for marriage and relationship. You're ready because you're able to trust one another. You're ready because you're ready to put the work in, the effort in. You're ready when you able to see those good signs that said now we're ready to get married, like respect, like being able to cooperate, being able to negotiate conflict constructively, being able to seek and offer help when needed. We got to remember, in a relationship, you're cultivating life. You're cultivating life. It also gives you the ability to understand life with that partner. It ought to be somebody you're with that you can bounce something off, meaning y'all can discuss things and some good can come out of it. That's what a relationship or marriage is all about. You know you're fit enough to be in that relationship. See, trust is built over time. Trust is built over time. That means you got to put work in. People, your partner have to see your action, and then your action have to reflect the words. Whatever you said, whatever I'm talking about, my action. If I say I'm gonna do it, my action is gonna show that. That's what it's all about when you know you're fit. That's all about, you know, when you. You see, well, this is the reason why I want to be married. This is the reason why I want to be in a relationship. I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. And it's always good to have this crew with us because, you know, I'm excited to the point that hopefully I get a chance to get down and eat some of that awesome southern food they got down there in Georgiana, Alabama. Shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. You can give the co-owners a call. That's Brother Marvin Lala Smith, one of the co-hosts on our program as well, which is going to be aired tomorrow night, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, as well as Sarah, Pastor Katrina Roper Smith, and the number is 334-549-0950. Give them a call at Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgia Allen, Alabama. The next thing we want to focus on is what makes someone a fit for a relationship or a marriage. There's a couple things, and you can make a note of them. You'll know whether this person fit when they show these things or have the ability to do these things. First of all, they can talk to you openly. They're sharing things without a problem. Have fun with you. Tell a joke, go out, laugh, and activities with you. You'll find out whether you're compatible with each other by understanding the equality and respect. And you have to spend not one waking moment together trying to feel secure and comfortable. You will. That's when you know, when you feel secure and comfortable in a relationship that can lead to marriage. That's when you're excited, you're truly being blessed, and God has brought you together, and it worked from your inner self and not your outer self. There are some signs that prove that you're not ready for a relationship. You know, you've got some things that say we're ready. You got to be some things that say we're not ready. That's in the next segment. Let me give a shout-out to our next sponsor because they truly are doing some awesome things. That's L&T Star Working on Service, LLC, in South Central Alabama.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
L&T Stallworth Lawn Service. So they come ready to work, ready to rock. Trying to make it do what it do. Give a shout out to Anthony Stallworth. Just go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stallworth and all the things that he is doing. Or you can give him a call at 334-300-7401. That's 334-300-7401. Give a shout out to Jardine. Jardine, thank you so much. This is Zine X Ofa. You also have Francis 1968, Rocker 999. Thank you for joining us and being a part of this. We truly, truly couldn't do it without each and every one of you all. Let's talk about signs that is proving you're not ready for a relationship. See, for a healthy relationship, commitment is the key. Commitment is the key. See, we talk about we go into a relationship or go out there dating with intention to be in a committed relationship, which is a marriage. See, ultimate goal is to get in intention, let them know I'm in here to be in this relationship. I'm dating with the intent of being married, because that means in the process we have to be committed. So if you're not committed, you're not ready for a relationship. And you have to be committed on several levels. See, if you're not able or impossible or can't fully commit, you simply don't want to be in a relationship. That means you want to focus on other aspects of your life. That's another reason why you don't want to be in a relationship, because you want to focus on other aspects. You may say, I want to go finish this degree so I can make sure I'll be able to do what I need to do. I don't have time for a relationship. But I always tell you, caution yourself. It's all right. We want smart individuals out there with degrees and everything, but you also can work better with two instead of one. Another thing that's so important is you're not happy with yourself. Self-love, self-happiness. You're not happy with yourself, so you are not being nobody's relationship. You don't know how to communicate effectively. If we go back to communicate effectively, be able to communicate effectively. You're not a good listener. You're not a good talker. And you're lacking the ability to take the thought process and put it eventually to words. You're still not over your last relationship. When people say baggage, you're bringing baggage to this relationship. That's what they're talking about. You're not over that last relationship. You still walk around feeling bad, and you're still hurt. Still angry, you got walls up, you're not over that last relationship. Are you still communicating with that person? You want to make sure you can talk with them when you talk with them. You want to always keep that line of communication. You're still caught up in that last relationship, and you can't let go. If you want to be successful, you have to let go. You have to let go. And don't hold on to it, no matter how good it was. The next thing, you're not sure the person you're with is the right person for a relationship. If you're not sure, nobody else can be sure. Nobody can talk into it if you're not sure. You have to accept that this person is not the right person for me. Then if you want to stay into a situationship, make that decision. But if you come out and say, I'm intentionally dating to be married for a long-lasting commitment, don't waste your time. Once they show themselves, run as fast as you can, because you're not going to be successful in that. It's going to become toxic, and now you're going to have these skills. You're going to have trauma. You're going to have trauma in your next relationship. You're feeling pressure to commit. If somebody keeps pushing you, you need to commit to being this, commit to this, commit to this, and you're feeling pressure, you have to say, hold up, wait a minute, let me think about it. Because anytime you react, I do something under pressure, it's not going to be good. Because it brings out those emotions. And those emotions are not something that you can mature from unless you worked hard on maturing. You have to remember that. Let me give a shout out to our next sponsors, and we have to run through the process. These are the Brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville, Alabama. I'll give a shout out to Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're co-sponsors on our show, and they have a promo as well. It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. My, we'll see these guys. We'll give them a shout out. Let them know. Thank you so much for doing it. We want to shout them out. That's Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. and they're doing some awesome things. Their motto, or more or less their brand is, we lead, we never follow. And with the most progressive chapter is Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're doing some awesome things down there. Give a shout out to those individuals in Greenville, Alabama, members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The next topic, which will be pretty much our last topic we want to focus on, is really a long topic because it's important. It applies to our title. The title of tonight's show is Relationship, Are You Fit? We kind of turned it around and changed it up. Are you fit? We ask you, are you fit for relationships or marriage? I want you to think about it. It'd be fine if you'd be interactive. Type in your thoughts. Are you fit? If you're already married, you say I'm fit because I'm married. You're in a relationship and you're questioning whether you would fit, then this is time to respond to, are you fit to be in a relationship or marriage? See, relationships offer fun, comfort, companionship. But how do you know when you're ready to commit? And having fun, you got companionship. Go to the movies, go out for dinner, wherever you want to go. Is it comfort? You know, you have somebody you can count on. So you make sure you kind of hold on to the person. But do that say you're ready for a relationship? See, fit relationship also begin with being emotionally mature or emotional intelligence. And that's all about giving yourself the best opportunity to be successful emotionally or in that relationship. So you have to be emotionally mature enough to give yourself the best shot in that relationship. You need to be the best version of yourself so you can be successful in a relationship. We can shout out Kim, Bill, Marindo, Stephanis, Your Sweet Tooth Gal. Thank you so much. Thank y'all for joining us and being a part of it. So as we talk about emotional maturity, are you emotional enough to be in a relationship? It is not an easy job. You have to put the work in. You have to put a handle on your feelings. See, you spend more time saying, I feel. See, that's just nothing but another emotion. How mature are you emotionally? How intellectual are you emotionally? How intelligent are you emotionally? You have to be the best version of yourself. Give a shout out to Felicia Johnson, 1971. Thank you, Felicia, for joining us and being a part of this. Truly, been a while. So I've seen you on here, Felicia. Thank you so much for joining us. It's truly good to have you. The next thing is mental preparedness. You'll know whether you're fit for a relationship or marriage if you're mentally prepared. See, if you want to be for a relationship, I'll give you a couple things that's so important. You need to be able to plan and have a purpose. Those are three P's you must put into play to know whether you determine whether you fit for a relationship. Prepare, plan, have a purpose. I go back to you, if you're deciding to date, go out and get into a relationship, be intentional. Have a conversation about intentional. I am intentional in this relationship of dating to be married. See, that's already in your mind. You're putting a preparation. You're getting prepared. You now have a plan, and you got a purpose. Those three P's will let you be successful. So are you fit? You got to make sure you mentally prepared. And mentally preparedness means honesty or authentic being yourself, being genuine. Are you authentic? Are you honest? See, those qualities like being authentic, genuine, honest, allow you to be vulnerable. See, you'll know when you're fit for a relationship and a marriage when you become vulnerable. All the walls are no longer there. And you're now conscious of your emotion. You're fit for a relationship. And each one of those feel a desire to love unconditionally. In spite of your past relationship failures. See, that's how you get over. You heal when you allow yourself to be vulnerable again. When you allow yourself to be conscious of your emotions. Then you allow yourself to unconditionally love someone. You're now fit. And don't allow your past relationship failures to destroy your future or your present. So I haven't had any success dating, and I just don't want to date no more. Now you let those failures determine your present and your past, I mean your future. You didn't have any success. That don't mean, it's just like riding a bicycle. If you ride a bicycle, you know, you fall, what do you do? Do you lay there or you get up and get on the bike again? But you need to do some assessing of yourself. See where you didn't make the right choices. See where you put your effort in. See where you didn't work at. That's how you find out how you can be fit for a relationship or marriage mentally. The next thing is physical fitness. See, being fit in a relationship includes physical fitness. And it is the key, I'm telling you, it's so important to the success of a lot of our famous athletes. See, their physical fitness begins with a desire. See, physical fitness tied in that one word, desire. Not only be better than the next athlete, but also the best at what they do. So in this relationship, you fall off the bike, get back up. You fall off the skateboard, get back on it. You fall off a scooter, get back up. And just remember, I want to be the best in this relationship. I want to have the best relationship, the best marriage that, as I compare to others, that anyone in my lifetime have had. I want to be the best at it. I have to create a mindset. And this mindset enabled me to prepare not just my mind, but my body for success. That's your physical fitness part of a relationship. You're fit if you physical fit. You're fit if you mentally prepare. You're fit if you're emotional mature. See, these are things you need to write down. Because it's so important. Your emotional intelligence is really important. Your mental capacity is very important. Your physical well-being is important. See, we have to realize in a relationship, we're talking about fitness, we're talking about emotional, then in a relationship, fit scope, you want to say, is your mental capacity. See, being mentally ready to help you do the requisition things, such as working out consistently, tune your skills, make you ready, prepared for the purpose. Maintaining your diet to support your physical health. Mentally, you have to have a mindset to be able to do that. See, this allows you to control your actions when you're mentally fit and mentally ready. There are some traits that are so important that allow you to strengthen your fitness in a relationship. Number one is respect. Desires respect. That's including each and every one of you. The next thing that's so important is that loyalty. How loyal are you? On our Love Cafe, when we talk about the acronym of love, the L is about loyalty. See, you got to be a true team player in a relationship. Have the back of your partner and others that's around you, family members. You need to be a provider and a protector. Show your partner your support is unwavering. Be a friend first. See, the best friend supports you with their unconditional love. Be patient. None of us are perfect, but we're imperfect people that can do perfect things. Making sure you have understanding. Just remember, they put on their shoes the same way you put on yours, the pants as well. Always keep that in mind. You and your partner both benefit by being in a positive relationship. See, it takes courage to demonstrate being positive. Let me give a shout out to several people. Jordan, thank you so much. This is T. Roby 47. Thank you. I'm going to give you a wave. I'm sorry. Yeah, Tone is Tone Roby 47. Christopher Bennett, 638. Thank you, brother. Member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Brother Bennett, thank you for taking time to be a part of it. As we talk about closing, are you fit? Your partner should know that you're fit because they can benefit from your fitness. Because you got to have the courage to demonstrate your better self. That means pushing past hurt. So we got past hurt, miscommunication, self-love that are often misguided and damaged relationships. Just remember that. Pushing past the hurt of the past, a past relationship where there was hurt and bothered, miscommunication, and self-love. They're often misguided, and they damage relationships. See, a fit relationship exercises rules, push you to make wise choices, and be purposeful. In building a better you and a relationship that lasting. That's what it's all about. Making the choice. You choose to be by yourself, or you choose to be in a relationship intentionally to get married. It's a choice. And we have to always keep that in mind. And the last thing we want to touch on. and said several things in Are You Fit for a Relationship? And I said, for a man, for you to be fit, is when you're financially able to provide, spiritually dedicated, and willing to protect. Say that again. Being able to provide financially, spiritually dedicated. You're going to be a prophet, you won't be a priest. In your relationship, in your marriage. Willing protector, protecting your family. This is what a man will show he's fit. He's trustworthy. He's kind. He understands that those in our community, he's always working. He's able to communicate. He's able to be there. He's fearless. His love is unconditional. This is for a man, for a woman. You are fit when you are able to cooperate, agreeable, friendly, physical fit, and time challenged. Those are the things that makes you fit for a relationship and a marriage. You may not agree, but we want to share some things tonight with you. We want to give a shout out to several other people joining us because we had a couple other people. We have Aaron.Reb, and that's Pastor Christopher Bennett joining us also on both of the Instagram. Alpha New underscore Chapter. Thank you so much. We'll give you all a wave. Thank you so much. Alpha New, members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We have Brother Anthony Brakey joining us, AW Brother. Thank you. And I know what it is, you know, Anthony, white boy brother. Thank you so much. It's just his name, his line name. Thank you so much for joining us. We also have several people over here. Look like Bob George, 1970. John Dash Smith, 2390. We have Anos Dash Princess Dash 4 Dash Daddy Smoker, again, 123. And at the bottom down here, we have Hella Melanin. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Brakey, for joining us. Thank you so much for being, and the many others. It's been awesome tonight. We talked about truly, truly, are you fit? Hopefully you gain something from it. And as I try to sum it up, do you fit into those categories? You may not agree with them, or you may disagree with them. It's fine. You pick where you feel like you are fit. Anything you heard that allow you to have a relationship and a marriage that's long-lasting with commitment. Be intentional, first of all. Be the best communicator. Be able to commit. Be able to compromise. Be consistent. That way you can have a successful relationship and a marriage. And I tell you, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And everybody who took time, I want to give a shout out to you for being a part of WSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and our title tonight was Relationship, Are You Fit? On tomorrow night, we have our Talking Sports Pluff Primetime. One of our first shows that we had, we took a little time off, and the team members are in talk with them. They're going to try to get in tonight. We're going to talk some sports. It is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletic in southeastern part of the United States. We have an awesome team. We have Coach Tony Stallworth joining us, Coach Marvin Smith joining us, Coach Lauren Smith joining us, Coach Tremaine King Edwards joining us. And every now and then we have Coach Sarita Duncan joining us and myself. We're going to present that at 7:30 tomorrow night on WPSW Radio. The internet station, we're number one, and that's at 7:30 tomorrow. We have an awesome show called The Game of Football is On. We're going to come back and we're going to share some awesome stuff. And then on Thursday, we have the Love Cafe. So we're just going to make it happen. We're going to have an awesome time. So join us tomorrow. Be interactive. Be a part of it. Tell you truly, we love you. We're so glad you have taken time to be a part of it. And we hope that your night is truly blessed, as well as your day tomorrow. And you join us at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to make it happen right here. It's a mindset. We're excited about being able to come before you. This show we're having tomorrow night is the first original show we had called Talking Sports Plus. Now it's prime time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tomorrow night, and the game is on. The game of football is on. It's on and popping, and we're going to week three for your colleges, week two for your NFL, and week four for your high school, as well as your week three for your middle school. It is awesome, truly. We're so proud to have a chance to come before you and tell you how much we love you, coming from our hearts. And as we close out, I want you to have an awesome night. We'll see you tomorrow, as well as Thursday night. Thursday night's show will be at 6 o'clock, Love Cafe, and we're going to have some awesome topics we're going to share with you. And then on Monday, we'll have Talking Real to You Primetime coming back. We have a special guest, Sherry Jackson. Ms. Sherry Jackson, she's an author and an educator. She'll be joining us on Monday night at 7:30 p.m., Talking Really to You Primetime. We're going to interview her, and we're going to have a ball. So be ready to make it happen. Whatever game you got coming up this weekend, enjoy it. Do the best you can. Can't put your meat in the seat. Put your meat on your couch and watch it on TV. I tell you, we love you, and truly from our heart. And as we close out, we always say to you, and it's really, really gets people, but I try to say it as loud as I can say it. And I want to make sure I get to the right song. And I want to say to you, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. All right.
Hey. Hey. Man, one of y'all got a road to get me. She'll be true. Hey, Curtis, get him on the list. Kurt, what it do, man? Man. Hey, y'all grab one.